From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. The Minnesota Department of Transportation Aeronautics Division has awarded its 2024 Award of Excellence to the Thief River Falls Regional Airport. The Office of Aeronautics noted that the airport has made exceptional investments in airport infrastructure to enhance safety, promote economic growth and community vitalization, improve sustainability, and reduce overall operating costs. To name some more recent accomplishment, the office said Thief River Falls has completed an airport master plan, an air cargo hangar and apron construction project, an airfield lighting replacement, a terminal planning study, and they have increased employments to over 8,000. The presentation was made on Thursday at the 2024 Minnesota Airport Conference at Breezy Point. The Minnesota Department of Corrections has reinstated Class 3 status now to Otter Tail County Jail in Fergus Falls, and that'll allow the facility to keep inmates longer than 72 hours. The department lowered the jail's classification late last month after a prisoner was deprived of food and water for more than 2 days for smearing feces in his cell. The order forced Otter Tail County to transfer inmates to other jails, including the Clay County Jail in Moorhead. A Moorhead man is facing charges after allegedly threatening his mom with a machete. James Edward Rue lives with his mom, according to court documents, and police were called to the residence April 22nd, just before midnight. Authorities say the victim reportedly told them that Rue entered the room yelling at her, calling her names, breaking dishes, and threatening to kill her while holding a large machete, then drove away. Court documents say Rue denied having a machete. The machete was found in the home and seized by police. He is now facing two charges in Cass County Court. Drought conditions continue to improve in most of Minnesota. The new U.S. Drought Monitor map shows the percentage of the state that is abnormally dry fell from 87% last week to 74%. The area of moderate drought dropped slightly from 44 to 42% and is mostly in the northern third of the state. Severe drought in north central and northwest Minnesota increased from 11.3% to 12.5%. And supporters of legalizing recreational marijuana in North Dakota have the green light to begin gathering signatures for a proposed ballot measure. Secretary of State's office approved the petition Thursday to put the measure before voters. Backers have until July 8th to collect more than 15,000 signatures. A recreational cannabis ballot measure failed in North Dakota 2 years ago. Minnesota legalized adult-use cannabis last year. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.